Please join me in welcoming our 111th U.S. Open champion, Rory McIlroy.
22 years old, he made history at the U.S. Open, finishing 16, an amazing 16 under par, 8 shots ahead of his closest competitor, 4 shots better than what was the U.S. Open record set by Tiger Woods.
From Tiger to a lion. We've got a lion from Northern
the
Ireland.
Golfer from Northern Ireland, youngest winner of the tournament since the legendary Bobby Jones in 1923. Mark Simpson joins us, former partner of the BBC. And you are in a town where we may finally, the name Hollywood may become famous now, right? Except it's Hollywood in Northern Ireland, which is Rory's hometown.
Well, who cares about the Hollywood that's connected to the movie industry? Hollywood, County Down, Northern Ireland, 3 miles from Belfast, is the new world capital of golf. And I heard you talking about golfers going from a tiger to a lion. Well, Rory McIlroy certainly roared last night in the U.S. Open.
And, you know, it was funny. Mark, my husband and I were watching carefully. We expected him to do what he's done before, which was have a great first 2 days of golf and then fall apart in the last 2 days. But that didn't happen.
Well, the rest of the world thought he was going to choke again. But interesting, here at Hollywood Golf Club, which is the biggest or the most fashionable golf course in Ireland or Northern Ireland, they put their money where their mouth is. To a man, almost, and a woman, they put money on Rory to bounce back last night. And boy, did he bounce back. And now they're piling lots more money on him to win the British Open in England next month.
All right, so suddenly he maybe becomes a British hero instead of Irish. But explain to me what kind of a champion Rory will be for the Irish. Is golf, I mean, it's popular, but is it popular enough for him to become a truly legendary figure there?
Well, I suppose it depends how many majors he's going to win. And I suppose it's interesting his own mindset, because in all his interviews afterwards with the American TV network, it was very interesting what he said. He said, it's good to get my first major under my belt. This is a very ambitious young man. And I can tell you how ambitious he is, because he used to live across the road from me, because I live in Hollywood, County Down. And he's a lot younger than me, obviously, but as he was growing up, I could look across the road and I could see one house with a slide and a climbing frame or some soccer posts in it. And then you saw the Rory McIlroy household. And what did he have? An all-weather putting green. And certainly all that practice over many hours, and I watched him, was made perfect last night at the U.S. Open.
That is a true story. You grew up across the road from him?
Absolutely. Not directly across the road, but we were on the same road. We went to the same school, though I'd left the school before he was born.
Did he break any windows in your house with his drivers?
Not yet. I would love to have done it. Then I could have sold the glass on eBay.
Yeah, there you go. Mark Simpson, tell me the truth now. Everyone in Ireland, the conversation there today is Rory McIlroy better than Tiger, right?
Oh, it's very early to say that. You know, even though I'm totally, totally subjective about this, even I would have to say it's very early days. And we're almost back to where we started. If he has choked once, to be serious, he could choke again. Yeah. The jury's still out as to whether or not he's going to be an all-time great.
But proud folks there in Hollywood in Northern Ireland. Mark Simpson is there in Rory McIlroy's hometown, Northern Ireland. Mark Simpson, with our partner, the BBC, is talking about the brand-new U.S. Open champion, 22-year-old Rory McIlroy, finished 16 under par.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.